is seen in unflinching obedience to the difficult commands of God. God gave Abraham a difficult command, didn't he? Abraham, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Take your son, go sacrifice him. Yes, Lord. The issue of Abraham and Sarah having a child had been central in his relationship with God from the beginning. In chapter 11, just before God sent him off to find a new land, we get the genealogy of Abraham and his brother. And it tells us right there, Sarai was his wife and she could not have children. And yet when God gets him to the land, he says, Abraham, come out here and look at the stars. See all these stars? Yes, Lord. You're going to have descendants as numerous as these stars. Lord, we don't have any children. We're in our 90s. Ain't going to happen. Is that what he said? No, what he said was, if you say so, Lord. If you say so. And then so they go through all this time and they lean on this plan that Sarah has to have a child. She says, you take my servant girl, you have a child with her, that'll be my son. And so Ishmael is born. Remember that? Out of God's will. And it's a pitiful mess. Finally, God says, get rid of Ishmael. Send him away with his mother. Then there's Isaac, who's born. And Abraham, oh, at last I've got what God promised. Abraham, hello? Abraham, sacrifice Isaac. What? Sacrifice Isaac. Okay, Lord. You never see Abraham saying no to God. How? How did he do that? I think he realized God is saying, give me your best so that I can give you something better. Excuse me. So that I can give you something better. Give me your best so I can give you something better. Sort of like the mom with the pacifier. Get that thing out of your mouth so I can give you something better. That's what God wants to do for us. The true test of surrender is obeying the difficult commands. Let me ask you this, parents. If you want to test your child's obedience, which one tested better? Boy, you'd better eat your ice cream. Or, boy, you'd better eat that spinach. Which one? Which one tests his obedience? The spinach, right? Because everybody wants to eat ice cream. If they ever come with an ice cream diet to lose weight, man, I'm going to get on it. Because I love it. But no, the real test of that child is to eat the things he doesn't want to eat. And we pride ourselves sometimes, I think, in saying, oh, I obey God in that particular area because we don't have a problem with it. And so we're patting ourselves on the back. I obey God in that area. Well, wait a minute. What about the area that you really don't want to obey God in? The true test of surrender is in obeying the difficult things. Abraham's surrender was a testament to his faith. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. We've read this before, but hold your hand in Genesis. Hebrews 11. And there, that is, remember, in Hebrews 11, that is a hall of faith. All these faithful people that obeyed God. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, starting at verse 17, it tells us a little bit more about Abraham and what he was thinking when he was going to sacrifice his son. Look at Hebrews 11:17. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Notice it says he offered him. It doesn't say he tried to. It says he offered him. Offered him as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Look at his thinking. Look at his faith. Abraham reasoned that God would raise the dead, could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. So what was Abraham thinking? when he brought that son to that sacrifice. He was saying, God said it, I believe it, and so if I offer him as a sacrifice, if I have to kill him, which he doesn't want to, obviously, then God can resurrect him because God said that son would be the one through whom my descendants would come. That's how much he believed God. That's how much he believed God. It was a test of his faith that he passed, by the way. Can you trust God with those things that you lean on so much that when God says, thou shalt not, you say, okay, I won't, because God says it. I believe him. Can you do that? That's faith. It takes as much faith to me to do what he did or to surrender those things we enjoy so much that are wrong as it does to trust Christ as Savior. Because you're doing just as much. You're saying, I can't do it on my own, God. I want to be saved. Would you forgive my sins and become my Savior? As to say, God, here's a bad habit. Here's something that's tearing me up, that's destroying me, that I keep coming to when I have problems. And Lord, now I'm giving it to you. I'm trusting you to help me with it. That takes as much faith. So when Abraham did that, he was exercising faith. He was already saved. In chapter 12, it says that he believed what God said about giving him the descendants, and God says it was reckoned to him for righteousness. But it was a testament of his faith. He trusted God so completely, he was willing to do whatever he commanded. Whatever. Can you say that? Can you say that? Do you have enough faith in God's promises that you will surrender to his every command? Unflinching obedience shows true surrender. Unflinching obedience shows true surrender. What areas of your life are you refusing to obey God in? Those are the areas that you need to yield to God. Now, as you look at Genesis, you recognize that when we surrender to God, he blesses us for it. He wants us to surrender so that he can bless us. He didn't ask Abraham to take his child's life in order that he could destroy Abraham, did he? He didn't ask Abraham to offer his son to destroy his son. He offered it so that he could bless him through it. And that's what we see in verses 11 through 18 of Genesis 22. Now, you know the story, I hope you do, that as they went to that mountain, they saw the mountain. He said to his servant, stay here. Remember that? Stay here. Me and the boy will go and offer a sacrifice, and we will come back. That was his faith. And as they go along the way, his son, who must have been a pretty good-sized guy, I picture him about the size of this guy right here, because he was carrying all the wood for the sacrifice. And as they walk along, Isaac says, Father, I've got a problem. What is it, son? We've got the wood. We've got the fire to start. But we don't have a sacrifice. What does he say? Son, God will provide one. So as they go along, we're not told what happened. But the next thing we see is there's Isaac on that altar, bound. How does a man as old as Abraham bind a strong young ox? He gave his life. He was as surrendered as Abraham was. God blesses those who surrender to Him, number one, by providing the things He demands of us. By providing the things He demands of us. He had given Abraham a son in his old age, just as He had promised. But then He's going to give him back. You give him to me, and I give him back to you. He restored that son and provided a substitute offering. Remember? He has the knife up. Abraham, stop! Now I know you love me. And he looks over, and there's a ram caught in the thicket, and he sacrifices the ram. He restored that son, and he provided much more. We see in the last verses of this chapter that God says, I promise you that you will have innumerable descendants. And even as he's wondering that, chapter 22, verse 23, we see the lineage of Isaac's future wife, Rebekah, through whom that lineage would come. See, God provides something better than we gave Him. We owe Him our lives, right? He redeemed us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. See, this giving of His Son to God was a picture of God the Father giving His Son for us. We owe Him so much. And like the scripture we had up on the screen a while ago, He asks us, in light of that, to be living sacrifices for Him. Romans 12:1. He says, would you give me your life back? You give me what you have, and I give you something better, more complete, more satisfying. He wants to give us things that are better quality, longer lasting, and more satisfying as we give ourselves to Him. By providing things He demands us, He had given that son, He's taken him back, and He gives even better inheritance. Secondly, by providing for our future needs. And that's what we talked about in verses 15 through 18. God asks for that son, but He gives him a whole inheritance of innumerable descendants. And He provides even a future wife for him. Now let me ask you, would you say with me today, starting 2018, I will surrender everything to God. I'll give it to Him, as Abraham did. One thing at a time. And right now you're thinking of that one thing, that one crutch that you hang on to when you have problems, when you're upset, when you're worried. Give it to God. Replace that crutch with God Himself. Pray with me. Lord, as we start this year, help us not to list, but to live for You. Help us, like Noah, to be obedient, like Abraham, to be surrendered. And Lord, we pray today that any here who've never trusted Christ might do that. Because we know that You want to give us life. And You want to give it to us abundantly as we trust You as our Savior. We pray in Jesus' name.